People who suppress their emotions for long periods of time often experience memory lapses, not because they're forgetful, but because the brain, in an act of self-protection, disconnects from emotions that are too overwhelming to bear. This is a psychological response known as dissociative amnesia. It explains why they might walk into a room and forget why they came, not from distraction, but from emotional overload. It explains why so many moments from childhood feel blurry, as if they were watching life happen from outside their own body. The difficulty concentrating while reading isn't a lack of interest, but the nervous system stuck in a low-level survival state, always on alert, never fully at rest. It's why they repeatedly rewatch old videos or reread old texts just to recall how they once felt. And it's why, after years of playing the role of being strong, they can no longer remember their true emotions during life's pivotal moments. This isn't forgetfulness in the traditional sense. When emotional expression has been suppressed for years due to environment, upbringing, or survival strategies, the brain rewires itself. The limbic system, especially the amygdala and hippocampus, begins to function differently under prolonged suppression. Emotions are coded as threats, and memory becomes entangled in the process. The blurriness of memory is a gentle shield your brain has built for you. Maybe you can't yet recall who you were back then, but trust this, as you learn to feel safely, the memories will return, slowly, along with your true emotions and sense of self.